Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
One of the key words is intentionality. Am I living my life day-to-day for me, or am I living my day-to-day life for Jesus and for God? And of course, God's heart is for people. God's heart is he's desperately loving, wants to love, wants to draw those people back to himself. Reconciliation, this message of reconciliation through Jesus, that's his heart in us. That's the Holy Spirit in us. And so if we're sensitive to that, we'll be looking to put him first. Who do I know who's hurting at the moment? Maybe their marriage has broken up. Maybe they've lost their job. How can I come alongside them and show them God's love and kindness? And in that environment then, they're going to start asking questions. They're going to sense. People, you know, we don't realize that so much. We had a guy I was playing golf with, and he was a Navy SEAL. And we intentionally would invite one guy in R4 who didn't know Christ. And first time he came along, he was every other word was a swear word. And bit by bit, he stopped swearing as he came out with us. But, you know, at the end of the season, he said to us, you know, every time I was with you guys, I sensed this energy, this light. I felt encouraged. I felt good for the rest of the day. Well, who's that? That's God in us. That's Jesus in us through the Holy Spirit touching. We don't realize how much of an impact we're having on people just being with them, just spending time with them. And so that's why we have to go and be with people, spend time with them, and then be open, be listening to what are they saying, where are they interested. And there's so many tools we can have, especially today. You know, there's a book I've written called The Breakthroughs. It's a parable. Give it to people as a little gift to say, hey, read this. It's three questions we ask. Maybe there's more to life than what you're seeing. Maybe there's a heaven and a hell. And maybe how I'm living my life is hurting other people. And we've had some incredible, it was one pastor, he's been praying for his brother for 25 years, gave him this little parable, this little book called The Breakthrough, and he came to Christ. Now, it wasn't just that. It was a combination of things. But these little tools. God's Not Dead, that film. Hey, let's watch this movie together and let's have a chat about it. Let's talk about what we heard. I'd love to hear your views. Be interested in those views. So often we want to push down our views on people. No, listen to what their views are and be interested in their views. And as we do that, the walls start coming down, and that's what we see on Alpha. As the walls of mistrust and pride and whatever things come down, they hear the gospel. And when they hear the gospel, there's power in the gospel for salvation. So our job is to love people, not to judge them, love them. And as we love them, the walls come down and the Holy Spirit does what only he can do, is just to bring people to faith in Christ.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.